This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
He returned to Mecca, and someone had given him sanctuary, but only for a little time. As they gathered together to see what they should do with the Prophet ﷺ, some of them said we should jail him, and they said no. Some of them said we should expel him, and they said no. They said the only solution is to kill him. As people had began leaving Mecca to go to Medina, and in fact, when the Prophet ﷺ used to go from tribe to tribe, in Hajj time, they would all gather in Hajj. The Prophet ﷺ used to say to them, قُلُوا لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُ. Say that there's no God but Allah and you will be successful. And the people would hear him speaking. And then they would say after that, who's this man who keeps following him around, calling him a liar, calling him a magician? They said, that's his uncle, who would go behind the footsteps of the Prophet ﷺ and ridicule him. But there was a blessed group of people who came from Medina, the Aus and the Khazraj, the tribes. And they heard the message, and there were Jews who lived in Medina who used to say that a prophet was coming. And when they saw the Prophet ﷺ, they knew that this is who the Jews were speaking about. This was the chosen one. This was the promised prophet. And so they believed in the Prophet ﷺ. When Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, they had a secret meeting in Hajj time and with the people of Medina, and he said that he's protected. We will protect him here in Mecca, but if we hand him over to you, do you promise to protect him like you protect your women and children? And they said, we promise to protect him. And they pledged allegiance to the Prophet ﷺ, Al-Bay'ah. And that area was known as Al-Aqaba. And so it was known as Bay'atul Aqaba. They pledged allegiance to defend the Prophet ﷺ as they would defend their women and their children. And so the Prophet ﷺ went to Medina, but only after they had put a ransom that he be killed at any price. And so that night, Ali radiallahu anhu went to sleep to die in the bed of the Prophet ﷺ, because they had surrounded the house and they were going to kill him. Multiple tribes were going to kill the Prophet ﷺ together. And so during the night, the Prophet ﷺ escaped and he went on his journey to Medina. And there's more to go. In Medina, you have the Battle of Badr, you have the Battle of Uhud, you have the Battle of Al-Khandaq, you have the conquest of Mecca. You have multiple battles in which companion after companion was killed shaheed. You have in Medina, when people started spreading rumors about the Prophet ﷺ's wife, that she had done this and she had done that. And they hurt the Prophet ﷺ from his family, from inside. And you keep going on and on and on about what the Prophet ﷺ went through. What keeps a person strong? What keeps a person strong during these trials? Number one is unshakable belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning that they might go through the trial, no matter how intense it is, their belief and their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unshakable. And so that keeps them strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as for the foam, like the foam on the sea, it disappears because it's just scum. It's filthy. There's no benefit to it. In time, it just disappears. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ, but rather that which benefits the people, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, it's established in the land. Secondly, is their belief in the hereafter. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. Or Allah Azza wa Jalla says that they feed for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, miskeen, the needy, the orphans, and the prisoners. And they say, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ, that we're feeding you for the sake of Allah. And all of this charity, all the lives that they're giving, is because their belief in the hereafter. Because they know that their reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're not seeking thanks from anybody, and they're not seeking any worldly reward for it. Thirdly, that the Qur'an was always with them. And so you saw, for example, when Abu Lahab had said what he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Lahab. You saw when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam feared for his life, and the revelation was discontinued for some portion, for some time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed Surah Al-Duha. And so the Qur'an was always there, teaching them stories of those who came before, the lessons of those who came before, and how they were patient, and how ultimately success is always for the believer. Which is point number four. That success is always for the believer. There is absolutely no doubt in that. There is absolutely no doubt that the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately be the victor. There is no doubt in that. You will see in story after story in the Qur'an, as you see the story of Hud, and you see the story of Salih, you see the story of Musa alayhi salam, you see the story of Isa alayhi salam, always, in the end, you will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, that the end is always for the believer, is always for the muttaqeen. They will always be victorious in the end, and no one can take that victory away from them. But the person has to be patient and see that final end.